Hi, so today we'll be doing a podcast about people's feelings and people's thoughts of negative and positive thinking. And I want to make the community aware of how it's not okay to hide your feelings because it makes you go into a deeper thought and could really damage your mental health. For example, you could really damage yourself by harming yourself or not feeding yourself. My driven question is, how could you help people change by thinking negatively or avoiding to tell people you know and trust about your feelings and coming out of that fear? What I mean by that is a lot of kids and teens have a lot of fear of coming out to their parents about their feelings and thoughts because they're afraid of what they might think. And you shouldn't be afraid because they're here to support you and they're here to comfort you no matter what. My name is Isabella Zamora. I'm 14 years old, and I'm really good at giving people advice. I'm nice, kind, and funny. I chose this topic because I feel like teens need to be heard about their feelings and thoughts. Like, I feel like kids don't have enough power to tell their parents how they feel because they could be scared, nervous about what they will say or feel. Like, their parents wouldn't show enough care to their feelings. And also, another more information about that, more kids have fear of telling their parents, not only because they're scared, but only because of what the parents are going to say. Because a lot of times, kids don't realize that sometimes parents might care and might not. And it's okay, because even if you don't want to tell your parents, you could always write it on a novel, on paper, you can make a whole story about it, you can vent to someone else that's not your parents, that someone that you trust and love. And a little bit more information about myself. My parents have been separated for about 8 years, and I've had to endure those fightings and stuff, and it really made me go into this depressed and have a lot of anxiety. And the only reason how I got out of that is actually I like to give credit to my dad because he's helped me a lot. He was always there for me. He taught me how to open up more. And now, since I am still going through those feelings sometimes, it makes me realize that I can do better and not think as bad as I used to think. And the only reason how I was able to go through that, not only because of my dad, but because I was able to forgive my mom and I was able to forgive myself, because you always wanted to forgive yourself before anyone else. And a lot of the times, kids don't want to share the feelings because they might feel judged. I'm also going to have a debate on whether it's important to tell your feelings or not, and to tell other people that it's not okay to hide your thoughts or feelings. Because a lot of people think that it's okay to keep it in so they won't feel judged. And I really hope you guys don't feel judged after this podcast, of course. And I want to help kids a lot because they can relate to each other and they can relate to a lot of the things that they went growing up. And of course, us as humans, we're not perfect and we make a lot of mistakes, especially as parenting or as little kids or as teens. I just want to remind you guys that you should never be afraid to open up to anyone, and yes, it may take time for you, which is perfectly fine, because I actually had to take a lot of practice, because it was not hard, you know, like, it was almost like I was being forced to push it out, in a way, but I actually wasn't. It was just, it's hard to explain, but I think you guys will understand, but, yeah. Also, my main audience is parents or teens because to let them know that your child might be hurt or depressed or have anxiety and is in need to talk to someone. The reason why I chose teens and parents mostly because a lot of teens and parents have a lot of problems of having a good relationship with each other, and that's perfectly fine because you're not always going to have this perfect relationship, and it's okay if you guys go through your ups and downs, but just know that you guys should never have hatred towards each other and always have forgiveness towards each other. In today's episode, my name will be Feelings Matter Podcast. The reason why I chose this name is because your feelings do matter, not to me, but to a lot of other people too, and a lot of kids don't realize it because when they're sad, they only think about they don't like me, or they just have a lot of other thoughts that they shouldn't be thinking. Because in reality, a lot of people do actually care for them. And if they were to end themselves, they wouldn't realize how much people actually cared until they were dead. In today's sponsor, I will be sponsoring Spotify and the Changemakers group. And yeah. I've already said this a million times, and I still think that there's gonna be, I feel like there should be a big change about people's feelings, and I feel like a lot of kids need to tell them, like, you can have these small techniques that you can come up with to help your teen get through those feelings. Sorry about that, guys. I have a little bit of a cough, so my apologies. And back with the parenting, I feel like some parents don't show enough pride or enough care to their kids. And once parents finish understanding the child, understanding what they're going through and how to help them go through those feelings, I feel like that after they finish doing that stuff, they can actually be themselves, if you know what I mean. Like, when they're happy, they're most likely themselves. And they shouldn't be aware of who they're with, and what clothes they wear, or how they hang out with their other friends in general. And I just want to clarify, guys, that you're not alone, and I hope you don't feel alone. And if you should ever need to talk to someone, you could always email me or anything, and I'll be glad to help you fix the problems you're going through. And a little bit more information about forgiveness is that when you want to forgive someone, you always forgive that person first. But ultimately, forgiving others who hurt you or let you down is for you and not them. I learned that in order to heal, you must change. You can't change anyone, only yourself. Meaning, if you're in a relationship or anything and you feel like you could change that person, you have to accept the fact that you can't. Even though I haven't been here for that long, I learned that good people will change not just for themselves, but for others as well. Hey guys, so today I have a special guest, and it's my dad. Welcome to the My Feelings podcast.
Thank you, baby. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, I have a few questions to ask you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, first question. What have you learned about sharing your feelings?
Oh man, that's a good one. What have I learned about sharing my feelings? Not everybody does well when you share your feelings. Sometimes it can be really tough because you don't want to get emotional, you know. You don't want to start crying or maybe say the wrong thing. Or how do you articulate what you're trying to say? It's hard for a lot of us to try to express ourselves the right way. It just takes practice. The more you do it, the easier it gets. That's what I would say.
What do you think was the hardest for you when you were able to learn how to share your feelings?
The hardest thing, I would have to say, the other person's response, how they responded to my feelings. Some people would be good listeners. Some people would not be good with their own feelings. So if they're not good with their feelings, they're probably not going to be good with my feelings either. So if you share your feelings with somebody, until you understand the whole process of communicating your feelings, sometimes it can be hard to find the right person to be able to express yourself with. So that's what I learned.
Very, very interesting. Anyways, next question. How was sharing feelings with my grandparents, aka your mom and dad?
Oh, man. Well, I would have to say I love your grandparents very much. But with that said, your grandma was not a very good listener. So, you know, we didn't share much feelings with your grandma. Your grandpa was a pretty good listener. He allowed me to express myself. What I learned with that is making sure that when you're expressing yourself to whoever it is, I would say it's either you got two different types of communication when you're sharing your feelings. Number one is you tell the person it's either I just need you to listen, or I need your opinion, or can you help me fix this problem? Make sure you're communicating that to your parents or to your brother or sister or your good friend. That way your friend knows what to do, because sometimes you just want somebody to listen. Not all of us need, you know, our problems to be fixed. We just want to be heard. And I think that that's a good point that I brought up, is that, you know, your grandma, she listened, but I didn't feel heard by her. She would change the subject. She wasn't very good with her feelings. And that's what I said. That's what I was talking about earlier. When someone's not good with their feelings, they're not going to be good with your feelings. They're not going to know how to receive you the right way. And that's really important. Sometimes when we share with the wrong person and open up and that person doesn't respond well, we close up again. And that's very hard. And that's the struggle with sharing your feelings, is sometimes you just, why share my feelings if someone's not going to receive me in a good way? So that's some of the things that I've learned as well.
That was very good. Not only can I relate to it, but I can also understand what you're going through, because I also went through those with your ex.
Should say your mom, your mother.
My mom. Anyways, the last question is, what have you learned about forgiveness? Was it hard at first?
Of course. You can only be angry for so long. Some people stay angry and hold grudges for many years. But it changes how you are from the inside. And then it affects how you treat other people. And if you forgive other people just from that one person that you've had a grudge with for however long it's been that you know you've had those feelings with, forgiveness was hard at first, but you know, I'll share something with you, be a little vulnerable. There was a time with your grandparents where I spoke with them separately, and it was time for me to heal. And when you know you're ready, that's when it's time. But you'll know. You'll know when it's time. The sooner the better, I would say. I spoke with your grandma about forgiveness and that I forgave her for the times that she hurt me. Also, with your grandfather, that was... It can get emotional, you know, but you have to, again, communicate to the person you're sharing your feelings with, I just need you to listen because I want to express myself, and then they can respond after. And that way you feel safe to share what you're trying to say. So in that case, I let them know it's a listening moment, and it was just a time for them to absorb and receive me, and they did. And they were in a little bit of shock because I had been holding on to that for a long time. But then after, I just felt free. So during forgiveness or after, you feel so free. You feel light as a feather. I mean, you feel great. It's a good feeling.
Thank you for sharing with me that. I think I can also relate to that, because when I tried to forgive Mom, she didn't really understand what I meant, and she took that as like a threat, I guess, and she started crying, and it was a lot of stuff. This actually happened in the school office, so it was kind of crazy. It's cool to know two different perspectives, like your parents and my mom. They were able to accept you and forgive you also, But it was also different for me because I don't think my mom understood on what forgiveness is.
But that's okay because, you know, you talked about you can't change people. You know, they're going to have to want to change for themselves in order to better themselves so they can navigate through the world and people. We're made for relationships. You're made to have friends and family and people that care about you. And part of that is the way we communicate is through our voices and we speak to each other. And the only way, you know, your grandma would always say, a closed mouth never gets fed, which means, you know, you need to say something. Say something in order for the other person to know, you know, what you're feeling or what you're going through. So my problem, I would say, I'm just going to add a little bit to that. I would be an oversharer. I would share my feelings too much to too many people, the wrong people. And I was really looking to have somebody try to understand what I was going through. So just be careful, you know, just be careful. I wouldn't just start, you know, drowning your sorrows on everybody about what you're feeling. Just find someone you could trust. And, you know, the whole world doesn't need to know every pain that you've ever gone through. You know, that's not who you are.
I totally agree with you that because back then I used to overshare with a lot of people and it actually started it started a lot of drama back then and I didn't know how to control that. So I kind of just had to like let it go and just kept letting the rumors go and it actually affected me in a way. Okay, Dad, thanks for sharing everything. I really appreciate you being here, and I learned a lot from you, and I really like how you are always there for me, and supportive, and always open to listen to me when I have to vent.
Of course, Bella. I'm always here for you.
Anyways, adding to what my dad was saying earlier, forgiveness is a good thing, and you can't change anyone to start forgiving, but to start forgiving the people you are closest to first. Thank you for joining my podcast. Thank you, Dad, once again. And thank you for listening to Your Feelings Matter podcast. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.